1872.co.uk. We love the Football League. So I'm here with Sheffield United fan and contributor to the 72.co.uk, Josh Chapman. How are you, Josh?
Not too bad, are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Have you managed to get over the 1-0 loss to Barnsley at the weekend now?
Well, it was a bit of a tough one to take. I think overall we played relatively well, but if you don't play a recognised striker, it's not very often you're going to score goals. But we won't dwell. We won't dwell.
No, and it's another Yorkshire derby at the weekend. This time away at Doncaster.
Well, another one. Barnsley and Doncaster, not much between them. Doncaster not doing as well as Barnsley. They picked up a good result at the weekend, beat Bradford 2-1. But before that, they hadn't won since Scunthorpe, which was on beginning of October. So, looking forward to that one.
What sort of team are we likely to see then? Because like you say, no recognised striker at the weekend, and surely that's got to change now.
Well, I think all the fans are crying out for the presence of Mark McNulty, or any striker, to be honest. With Michael Higton's injury, the club still don't really know, or they haven't released how long it's going to be, or how long he's going to be on the sidelines. But I'd take anything to see a striker on the pitch.
And what about Doncaster then? What sort of threat do they pose? Because it's not been the best start to the season for Paul Dickoff's men. You'd have thought they'd be sort of challenging in around the playoffs. Well, it's just not really gone like that.
No, exactly. You'd think so, obviously. Bit of a tough season last year. But when you look at it, I'm looking at the table now, they've got two games in hand. They've only played 14 games this season. However, they have lost six of them. The goal scoring record has not been great. They've only scored 14 goals this season, and they've conceded 21. So I think it's a bit of a mixed bag with Doncaster. You never know really what you're going to get from them.
No, and I mean, they're coming off the back of a decent away result as well against Bradford. A home draw to MK Dons, not to be sniffed at either as well. So beginning to hit a little bit of form, perhaps.
Well, you'd think so. I mean, I watched the highlights of the weekend's game against Bradford, and there were two pretty good goals, pretty well worked as well from Doncaster as well. So you never know. Form, it's football's a strange game, as many people have often said, but you just never know at the minute.
And of course, Sheffield United at the moment just seem to have a knack of winning away from home in domestic cup competitions, and that's surely a positive that the fans have got to take. If you look at this season, they knocked out West Ham in the Capital One Cup, didn't they, on penalties? And there's this run that spans back almost back to 2011 against Everton when they lost in the FA Cup, I think it was. Ever since then, they've won just about every, or certainly qualified from every away domestic cup match that they've played. So, of course, the most recent one being those two late goals against MK Dons. So it certainly bodes well in that respect.
Well, yeah, you'd think so. I mean, like you say, MK Dons, that was two players came on and changed the game. I mean, Jamal Campbell-Rice came on, Michael Higton came on, and they totally transformed the game. I mean, if you ask any MK Don or Sheffield United fan, They'd probably say that the first 45 minutes, it was absolutely dire. I mean, I watched it from the stands and it was absolutely dreadful. I was actually contemplating whether to go home. It was that bad in the first 45 minutes. Because both teams just seemed to cancel each other out. But, I mean, you can't argue with the cup runs they've had, obviously, last season in the FA Cup. Got to the semi-finals, unfortunately knocked out 5-3 to Hull at Wembley, but still 5-3, scoring three goals against a Premier League team is not bad, especially at Wembley. So we'll have to see how it pans out this season.
And are you going to the game?
Against Doncaster, yeah, I'll be there. I think I'm sure I saw the club tweet earlier on that the away tickets have sold out, and obviously they're receiving no more allocations, so it should be a good game to go and watch.
Well, I hope it's a good one, Josh. Enjoy it. Thanks for joining us, and have a good weekend.
Thank you very much.
League One is 72.co.uk. We love the Football League.